My name is Alex Hernandez. I'm a 21-year-old entrepreneur. Each week, I bring a brand new episode inspiring dreams, growth, and learning. You are now listening to a brand new episode of The H Project. Turn up the volume. It's time to grind. What's up, family? Welcome to episode 48 of The H Project. I want to start off by saying sorry. It's been a really weird week for me, and I really had to take a step back and take a couple of days to myself. And that being said, I'm here with a new episode, and I'm talking about adaptability. All right. Being able to adapt to life circumstances is impervious to our success as entrepreneurs or really anything we choose to pursue in life. Right before I got on here, I took a record. I was reading a book. It's called People Over Profit by Dale Partridge. And I swear I tend to read books that relate so much to my life, or maybe it was something that I just really needed to read at that given moment. Now let me know if that's ever happened to you guys before, because I'm telling you, it happens to me all the time. Anyways, Dale quoted another great author. His name is Jim Collins in chapter 5, and he quoted, one second, let me get this out. Jim Collins said, "The signature of truly great is not the absence of difficulty, but the ability to recover from setbacks. Great companies can fall and recover if they are willing to make difficult decisions to do difficult things in difficult times." See, I think that's so powerful. There's a lot of insight there, man. It just shows that there, to truly be great at whatever it may be, it can be entrepreneurship, it can be, you can be the best hairdresser in the world. To be great, you have to be able to recover from setbacks. We cannot control what always happens to us, but we can control the way we come back or we respond or we adapt to those setbacks or those difficult things or difficult times, whatever it may be. So I really wanted to highlight that because it means a lot to me. And I already had this episode planned today, and I already knew what I wanted to talk about, but for some reason, reading that, you know, it just kind of relates. I mean, it just correlates with the message that I'm going to be bringing to you guys. And honestly, I just like to share those things with you guys. And one last thing, I know I said Nathan Chan from Founder Magazine interview would be up this week, but we had to make some changes. We had to reschedule and a couple other things like that. But I promise in the near future, That'll be up. So, love as always. Now enjoy the show. What's up, family? This week has been really interesting, like I said. And I say interesting because I just really have not felt like myself. I've been kind of dragging ass this week, and I don't really know why. I've kind of been in like an unmotivated funk, but you know what? I'm going to tell you what that has taught me over the last couple of days. The first thing I realized, every day is not perfect, nor does it have to be. Now, last episode, I talked about do not stop, and two episodes, which was episode 46, I talked about patience versus eagerness. You guys can go back and listen to those. And I just talked about in those last two episodes things that you need to get done every day or be doing every day to eventually reach your goal, you know. And I trust me, I still stand by that. But I'm here telling you that you aren't perfect. So don't beat yourself up about it. Sometimes we can't get everything done on our to-do list completed. And take it from me. I'm someone who can be hard on himself. Like, seriously, I mean, I beat myself up at times because I know I expect a lot out of myself at times, and sometimes I don't meet that mark. And we need to adapt to the way our day is playing out. You know, and I've tried, I have the kind of personality where I think that by setting strict hours for myself so I can, let's say, work out at this time and read my book at this time and get my podcast stuff done at this time. But sometimes my day does not accommodate those times, and that leaves me in a predicament. It kind of throws my whole day up, and from mentally, I come from a different kind of place. So adapt to your day. Wake up and set out to complete your daily disciplines and get your work done. But be flexible for when and how you complete those tasks. You know, I keep a book in my car for when maybe I'm out and about and I have to wait for a while. I can really just get my reading done then. You know, I adapt to what my surroundings are providing me. And I've learned to be flexible about the process, but be strict about my goals. All right? Now next, take a step back. Literally schedule do nothing time. You guys probably think I'm crazy because I constantly, you know, I'm always talking about hustle. You know, I'm always talking about working hard. But I find myself I find myself like on the move getting task after task done. But I forget to schedule do nothing time. You know, this can be 5 to 10 minutes, maybe even 30 to 45 minutes. Everyone is different. But this time is meant to recharge your battery, give your mind, give your body a quick breather. And now right when your time is up, it is important you jump right back into your groove and keep getting things done. Now the third thing, go out and have fun. Do something where you can take your mind off of your goals or maybe off your business for just a small period of time. You know, like I said, I preach hustle, guys. I believe in the hustle. I believe in hard work. And that is the only way we're going to get to where we want to be. But it's important you take care of yourself first. You know, like lately, I've been playing flag football with a bunch of friends in a school league. And that hour where I can just go out and be active and play, you know, it's like being a kid again. It just rejuvenates my mind. And, you know, it's nice to take a step back. Now, the fourth and the final thing I'm going to talk about today, don't be so hard on yourself. I kind of talked about that previously, but don't take life so serious and enjoy everything you're doing. Take time to call your loved ones and tell them hi. Take time to do the things you love. And when you fail at something or you don't get the results you want, take a step back and analyze that situation. Take a breather and get back to work. But listen, work should be fun. Starting businesses and working on your self-development should be fun. You know, I'm an entrepreneur because I love the hustle. I love the grind. And I love the whole process. So finding that love in the process is important. All right. And that's why they always say you need to be passionate about what you do, because when things get tough, you got to be able to persist. You got to be able to persevere. So be easy on yourself and be self-aware. If you need a break, take it. You know, just take a break. Keep adapting to your surroundings and you will find a way to maneuver through any life circumstance without feeling like a failure. And the key, you know, is it's just adaptability. It's truly important. If we want to be successful, you have to know how to adapt. You know, be like water in the flowing stream. Be fluid and go around problems and hard times, but be strong as an ocean. All right? Keep your head up and trust me, we got this. I believe in you. I believe in myself. I know you guys believe in me. We have a community here, guys. We got this. But take care of yourself first. Take care of your mind. Take care of your body. And trust. Trust the process. Keep adapting. So that's it for today. I hope you were able to get something from my message. go like my Facebook page. Do me a favor. It's Alexander Hernandez. I love connecting with you guys, and I'm truly proud and grateful for the community that we're creating and the relationships that we're able to create and harvest just because of this podcast. So you keep listening, and I promise I'll keep bringing stuff out. You guys are amazing. My name is Alex Hernandez, and I'm out. I'm like, hey, what's up? To my track, going right at the band. We be coming up, I'm a band. We just hear it go, tell them that.